Less than 24 hours after President Donald Trump proposed the U.S. take long-term ownership over the Gaza Strip and send the military in if needed, several of the president's allies are putting some qualifiers on the president's statement. Both allies and adversaries of the U.S. panned the proposal, with Germany and Saudi Arabia joining Russia and China in rejecting or criticizing the idea. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the U.S.'s top diplomat, said the president only offered U.S. help in cleaning up the damage Gaza suffered in the war. The only thing President Trump has done very generously, in my view, is offer the United States willingness to step in, clear the debris, clean the place up from all the destruction that's on the ground, clean it up of all these unexploded munitions, said Rubio. Rubio said he hoped cleanup will allow people to move back into Gaza, but did not specifically mention Palestinians. Approximately 2 million Palestinian people currently live in the Gaza Strip. Most wish to govern themselves, while members of the Israeli government have suggested Israel should drive the Palestinians out and control the area. President Trump has asked neighboring countries, including Egypt and Jordan, about taking Palestinians, but they have rejected the proposal. The president's call for a Gaza takeover is in line with his previous calls to add Canada, Greenland, and the Panama Canal Zone to U.S. territory. But expansion abroad, including possible military deployments, would undercut some of the president's America First promises to pare down U.S. involvement abroad and in what he called forever wars. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt also added that the president was not committing to putting U.S. troops on the ground in Gaza. The president has not committed to putting boots on the ground in Gaza, said Leavitt. He has also said that the United States is not going to pay for the rebuilding of Gaza. His administration is going to work with our partners in the region to reconstruct this region. And the president's comments on Gaza are creating a rift even among his allies in Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson called the proposal a bold, decisive action. But Senator Lindsey Graham, a key Trump ally in the Senate, told reporters Wednesday he believed the proposal was, quote, problematic.